This is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade presents Fibber McGee and Molly with the King's Men and Billy Mills and his orchestra. Extra, extra. An extra war bond this month. That's your quota for September, the month of the Third War Loan. That's what every one of us must invest in if our fighting men are going to continue on the offensive. This month, buying an extra war bond is a must for everybody. No man or woman can hold back. No matter how much you're putting into bonds now, no matter what else you're doing to help win the war, the purchase of an extra $100 war bond now is imperative. So lend Uncle Sam those extra dollars. Back the attack now by buying an extra $100 war bond this month. Well, if the McGees lived in a pasture, the grass would certainly be greener in the next one, because the Squire of 79 Wistful Vista has found so many things to do which to him are more important than watering the lawn. And here on the sending and receiving end of an argument about same, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
But McGee, you've simply got to do something about it. Our lawn is a disgrace to this neighborhood.
Oh, gee whiz.
Why, the grass is drier than a speech by the outgoing exalted ruler.
Well, gee whiz, Molly, I've been awful busy doing stuff and things. Oh, besides, it does the lawn good to dry out now and then. Kills the dandelions.
Well, it looks horrible. Now you slip into something loose, such as our garage, and get the garden hose out and water the lawn. Go on now, scoot.
Oh, now, Molly, take it easy. Don't get your dandruff up. My gosh, can't you see it looks like rain anyway?
Why, it's looked like rain every day for a week. And as an excuse, it's getting pretty moth-eaten, dearie. Now get busy.
I suppose you won't even let me call the drugstore first and get some iodine for my sore hand. We're all out of iodine.
Oh, darling, I didn't know. How did you hurt your hand?
Well, I haven't yet. But I always do, putting the nozzle on the hose tight. Always hurts my hand.
Oh, heavenly days. You have more stalls than Churchill Downs. Go ahead, call the drugstore.
Okay, hand me the phone.
Here.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me Kramer's Drugstore on the corner of Mert. How are you, Mert?
Oh, dear.
How's every little thing, Mert? It is, eh? What's that, Mert? Your cousin. Finally won his wings, eh?
Oh, good for him. In the air car?
No, in the mess hall. He's been getting nothing but necks for 7 weeks. What's that, Mert? No answer. Oh, well, it wasn't important. Thanks, Mert.
Say, I thought you were so desperate for iodine.
No, I can use Mercurochrome. Well, now, let's see. I think before I water the lawn, I better run downtown.
Oh, no, you don't, my little procrastinator. That lawn has got to be watered today, and I don't want to hear any more excuses now.
Okay, okay, if watering the lawn is more important than my health.
Explain that.
Well, you know what worry does to my health. If I don't run downtown and get a paper and find out what we're doing in Europe and the Pacific, I'm going to start worrying. But if you think a silly little patch of grass is more important
in
than
in this
my...
case, dearie, I do. Now, okay. I'm going upstairs to make the beds, and when I come down, I want to see you out in front making like a dewdrop. And not one more silly excuse from you, either.
Ah, there goes a good kid. But women don't realize that a man has got more to do in his life than to be bartender for angleworms. My gosh, I could get one of the neighborhood kids to... Aha! Saved. I hope this is some long-winded salesman. Come in, come in, come in. Well, well, well. Hello there, little girl. Mighty glad to see you. Sit down and pull up your landing gear.
Hmm?
You're just the very little individual I wanted to see, sis. How would you like to pick up a fast 2 bits?
What doing, hmm?
Well, for doing practically nothing. For having fun, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah? Don't give me that old Tom Sawyer whitewashing the fence routine, mister.
Hmm?
Nobody's paying us kids to have fun. What's the gimmick?
Huh?
What's the catch? Anytime you offer anybody a quarter must be for something that's worth at least a buck, I bet you. I wasn't born yesterday, mister.
Oh, don't be such a little Weisenheimer. I says this is going to be fun, and it is going to be fun. I wish I had time to do it myself.
Oh, yeah?
I sure do. Gee whiz, when I was your age, I used to beg my father to let me sprinkle the lawn.
Look, mister, I was afraid of this. For your information, us kids' minimum basic rates for sprinkling lawns is 35 cents.
What?
Willie Toop started cutting prices last summer, and we busted his tricycle for him, we did.
35 cents? Mm-hmm. Why, that's ridiculous. That's outrageous. 35 cents for standing out there in the fresh air, under the blue skies,
mm-hmm.
listening to the song of the birds, while you sprinkle little drops of life-giving water to the parched and thirsty clover?
Well, gee, mister.
35 cents for the grand and glorious feeling you get for helping old Mother Earth feed her little green children.
Sure, and I'm not such a green little children that I don't know it isn't worth at least 35 cents.
Imagine the feeling of satisfaction you get standing there with your feet on the grateful earth, bringing health and happiness to the tender little shoots of grass.
Oh.
Watching them lift their tiny heads for the first cool touch of moisture that you...
Okay, mister, I'll do it. 2 bits.
Ah, you can almost hear the tiny little cries of gratitude sent up by the little parched rootlets. Almost feel the gladness and the joy you have brought to the arid soil.
I'll do it, mister.
You'll do what?
I'll sprinkle a lawn for you.
Oh, yeah? And rob me of the fun of watching those tender little blades springing back to life under my gentle ministrations? Oh, no, you don't. I'm going to do this myself. I never realized how important it was. Beat it, sis. I'm sprinkling this lawn.
The King's Men sing The Man with the Big Sombrero.
You have heard of the gay caballero who'd love 'em and then leave 'em flat. But I know a gay caballero whose technique is smoother than that. The man with the big sombrero lives down in Mexico. He's got a hat as big as that, a wonderful chapeau. The man with the big sombrero is strictly on the beat, and every fair muchacha there is crazy after him. For when it rains, when it pours, they get under his big wonderful sombrero. When it's hot, out of doors, every lady loves a shady caballero. They all come around the market to gather round his cart. They push and shove, for making love with him is such an art. This man with a big sombrero, no bigger than his heart. 30 days, hacienda, April, June, and sombrero. And my brother, he's got 32. So into jail he goes for punching in the nose. The man with the big sombrero who lives in Mexico, he's got a nose just like a rose beneath his big chapeau. The man with the big sombrero, he's not so very smart. He stole the señorita who had stole my brother's heart. But when it rains, when it pours, they get under his big wonderful sombrero. When it's hot, out of doors, every lady loves a shady caballero. They all come around the market in all their pretty clothes. They're always there, most everywhere this caballero goes. This man with a big sombrero, no bigger than his great big nose.
Well, McGee, did you get the lawn sprinkled?
Well, as a matter of fact, Molly,
did you get the lawn sprinkled?
The lawn?
Yes, the lawn.
Uh-huh.
L-A-W-N.
Uh-huh.
That little patch of brown grass with a row of bushes around it that we planted so the paper boy would have something to hide the papers under.
Uh-huh.
Did you sprinkle it?
The paper boy? No, I haven't even seen the paper boy.
No, no, the grass. Did you water it?
Well, you see, Molly,
did you?
No. I started to. In fact, I had myself all talked into it, and all of a sudden I thought maybe I better not.
Oh, you thought you better not?
Yeah, I got to thinking it's been such a hot summer, and the water in the reservoir must be getting pretty low, and what if I used up all the last of it on something like non-essential, like watering the lawn, and you didn't have enough left tonight to do the dishes? Ooh, the very thought of it scared the pants off me.
Put them back on and water the lawn, McGee.
Okay. Maybe just to be safe, I better hop on my bike and ride over to the reservoir and take a look.
Why don't you call the water commissioner?
I don't like him. He's a mug of the first water, and it ain't fit to drink. Hey, speaking of mugs, you know who I saw this morning? Uppington.
Abigail Uppington?
Yeah. She didn't see me, but I was walking right behind her for several blocks. She sure had a stern look.
How do you know she had a stern look if she had her back to you?
No, I don't mean stern like severe. I mean stern like the back end of a boat.
Look, McGee, I know what you're doing. You're just stalling so you won't have to water the lawn. You're not fooling me. Now, this is the last time I'm going to ask you.
Honest? Thanks. That's swell. Now I can finish that crossword puzzle. I got stuck on a four-letter word meaning bread.
The word is loaf, and you should have known it. And while that was the last time I was going to ask you to water the lawn, from now on, I'm telling you, dearie, I'm really getting annoyed with you.
I wish you'd stamp your foot at me. You're cute when you stamp your foot.
McGee, you're the most exasperating man I...
Aha! Come in, come in.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Dr. Gamble. Come in, Doctor.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee.
Hi, Doc, old man. Have a chair. Stay here a few minutes without calling on patients, and you'll probably save several lives.
Morbid sense of humor, hasn't he, Doctor?
Even a morbid one is better than none, Mrs. McGee. But I will sit down for a minute. I've been on the jump since 5 o'clock this morning, and it's a relief to see a couple of more or less perpendicular people.
Sure keeps you going with all the doctors in the Army, don't it, Doc? Ought to join the Army in self-defense.
Don't think I haven't tried to, my boy. I've made out so many applications, I go to sleep counting signatures, jumping over dotted lines. But it seems I'm a trifle overage, considerably overweight, and a great deal overenthusiastic. Looks like I'd be here for the duration, painting tannic acid on war workers who can't remember where they put down their blowtorches.
You know, I'm spending the duration trying to get McGee to water the lawn.
Oh, now, Molly.
Well, it certainly needs it, McGee. And as a health measure, both for the lawn and yourself, I'd recommend it. The grass needs the water, and you need the fresh air. You're as pale as a mushroom.
Oh, I'm not much worried about him, Doctor. But if that grass doesn't get watered, we can throw away our croquet set and play hopscotch.
Okay. If you're going to gang up on me, I'll water the grass. I was going to do it anyway, except it looked like rain.
It's the old, old story, Mrs. McGee. The man can't fix the leaky roof when it's raining, and when it isn't raining, it doesn't leak. Go out and do a little work, McGee. You've got all the muscular development of a pipe cleaner.
I said I was going to go, didn't I? Okay, so I'm going to go. So quit yipping at me.
Well, that's fine, dearie. Oh, do you have to leave, Doctor?
Yes, my dear. I've got to get over to the hospital and see a man who got himself full of lead pulling a shotgun through a barbed wire fence.
My gosh, do people still do silly things like that, Doc?
They always will, as long as they make shotguns and fences and people. Now get out there and water the lawn, McGee. What are you saving your arteries for? You can't take them with you. Good day, Mrs. McGee.
Goodbye, Doctor. Nice to have seen you.
So long, Doc. Don't take any wooden temperatures.
You heard what the doctor said now, dearie. Go out and water the lawn.
Yeah, but look how cloudy it's getting. It's going to rain any minute.
Nonsense. It's been cloudy like this for days. Now put on your rubbers and an old coat and go on
out. Oh, hey, I almost forgot.
Almost forgot what?
I promised Mort Toops I'd meet him at the Elks Club at 3 o'clock for a game of gin rummy. What time is it?
McGee.
Huh?
You've let me down.
Huh?
You promised you'd water the lawn and you broke your promise.
Oh, now, Molly.
You never intended to sprinkle the lawn.
Molly, I did too. If I didn't intend to water that lawn, may lightning strike me right here where I...
Oh, heavenly days, McGee, are you hurt? Get up, speak to me.
No, I ain't hurt. Oh, that was sure a close call, wasn't it? Well, so long.
Where are you going?
Out to water the lawn.
But it's raining cats and dogs.
So what? I love animals.
And now, friends, a serious message about our war effort. There's a soldier in a foxhole right now, or in a steamy tropical jungle, or on a dust-choked desert who may be a relative of yours. And that soldier is not worrying about maintaining his former standards of living. He's got one thought in mind, and that to win this war. He has all the courage in the world, but he needs more than that. He needs constant equipment and supplies. This war of invasion is costing us over $10 million an hour, every hour. Who's going to foot the bill? We are. You and me, every single one of us here on the home front. That's why the third war loan drive is on right now. And that's why we've got to back it up with every single dollar we can scrape together. We've got to do it to win faster, to get that boy out of the foxhole and back home. You are asked to buy at least one extra $100 bond right now. And that does mean you, and it does mean extra. Let's get this mess over with quick. Back the attack with war bonds. Your quota is at least one extra $100 bond now.
The Treasury Department wishes to thank Fibber McGee and Molly, the King's Men, Billy Mills and his orchestra, and also this station for the use of its facilities. Fibber McGee and Molly was written by Don Quinn. Additional material was by Thelma Ritter and Joe Moran. This program from Hollywood was under the personal direction of Don Bernard. This is Harlow Wilcox suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.